The new coach of the Houston Dynamo, former U.S. international, played with Tigres in Mexico, played in Spain as well. Born in Montevideo, Uruguay, the former U.S. under-20 national team coach, Tab Ramos, joins us now. Well, Tab, what's the first kind of day been like today? I know it's been pretty hectic since the announcement made that you'd be coaching the Dynamo.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you so much for having me on. Obviously today has been a little bit of a busy day because I had to travel here and then I have to get, in the office we talk about all the health benefits and all that stuff that's kind of like the boring stuff that we sort of need to get out of the way, and that unfortunately takes hours and hours, and that's pretty much what I've been doing most of the afternoon.
So what appealed about the Houston market to you? Because, look, you've been linked to every job. Everybody's seen your rise in the coaching ranks. You've done it at all different levels. You check all the boxes criteria-wise. Why at this moment Houston, and what really appeals to you about this market and this club?
Yeah, so I think it's important to clarify, too. I have been on many lists, and most of the lists that I've been on, I've never spoken to any of the clubs. And so I know that any time it seemed like over the last 4 or 5 years, an MLS job opened up, it seemed like, okay, I was now automatically in the final three or in the final four, but I never spoke with most of the clubs. Matter of fact, I've been lucky enough to have been at U.S. Soccer for the last 8 years. And in particular for the first 6, 7 years, I felt really good about what I was building there. So I had really no intention on going anywhere, and I was very happy there. You know, over the last couple of years, obviously we've all known a lot of the different things that have happened with the program, and things started to change. And I thought, I've had a pretty good run there, and I thought maybe if things start coming around, that I should start looking a little bit more. And then when Houston came along, I knew from doing a lot of things in the Latino, mostly in the Latino market, Latino community, and having worked for Telemundo in the 2018 World Cup, I knew what an important market that was. And, I had not realized that it was one of the top, three markets in the country for Latinos. And I started to find out a little bit more about Houston. Obviously, we all know it's one of the, bigger cities in the country already. And I felt like, wow, I remember, when I played at Tigres, what people thought of Houston, down on the other side of the border. And everybody always spoke highly of Houston and how great it was and how, what a huge city and all these things. And I think, when I started to put all those things together, I started to do a little bit more of an in-depth look at, what was really going on here in Houston. And to be fair, I think one of the things that besides all the things that I just mentioned, one of the things that was really important to me is I know, a lot of the mechanisms in MLS don't really allow you to do a lot, like jump in and say, okay, well, this is the type of team that I want to have, and I want to change, 15 guys, as it happens sometimes in Europe and other countries. And I felt like here in Houston, when I looked at the personnel that's already been here, I thought, wow, that's just such a great core of players, because there's a lot of skillful players, there's a lot of players that like to attack, and I felt like it was just a great fit for me as a starting point with a roster. And so I was very happy about that. It seemed like here in Houston, all things came together for me.
We're talking to Tab Ramos, the new coach of the Houston Dynamo. You know him from his U.S. national team career. He played in Tigres. In fact, Tab, I remember when you came to Robertson Stadium on the campus of U of H, and it was a pretty downtrodden stadium at the time with Tigres when you were on loan with them. I do remember that distinctively because I made sure I went out to see you play that night.
I remember that. Yeah, I think we played a team from El Salvador with Tigres.
Yeah. Good moment. So just to carry on the conversation further, as we know, having lived down here, there's unlimited potential here, and we know your youth background. I mean, it goes all the way down to the youngest of age levels. I mean, you've done your work. How much influence are you hoping to have working alongside Paul Holliker and Matt Jordan when it comes to, the youth soccer community here and creating your own players from within?
I hope that I can have a lot. Obviously, it's difficult. I just get here, and there's a lot of work to do, with the first team, and a lot that we want to improve, and we need to figure out the right direction to go with the team and how to have the right core for moving forward and all those things. So speaking about the academy is not necessarily at the forefront, in the first couple of days. But for me, I've been involved in the youth game for a long time. I think in a city like Houston, in a club like the Houston Dynamo, I think that the academy needs to become a very important part of what happens with the first team. And so I hope that, while I'm here, I can help as much as I can to develop that proper pathway of the type of players that should be playing on the first team.
So speaking of youth careers, and I grew up in New Jersey like you, and I bumped into you a few times playing in the 89 ASL when you were on the New Jersey Eagles, you and Peter Vermees. And I just remember you then as a young guy, and I'm saying, wow, this guy, I mean, this potential. And the day I remember playing against you, you ran our midfielders around all over the place. But I do remember such a technical soccer player. And I say to myself, you're clearly one of the most gifted players technically the United States has ever produced, in my very humble opinion. Who influenced you in that direction? I mean, obviously, I know your father was a former professional soccer player, but what was the kind of the detonators for you when it came to individuals, people that really, impressed upon Tab Ramos that there is a value on this ball and what you do with it?
Well, I mean, I have to say I've been very lucky. I come from a soccer background. My father played, my grandfather played. But I think I've been really lucky that I've been coached by some great people. And I think great people that I took a lot from, because I think, if anything, one of the things that they were really good at was not getting in the way. And I think sometimes when I see I see a lot of players that come through the youth national teams and a lot of skillful players, and I feel like a lot of the times the players are limited to doing something. And I think I was fortunate enough to run into coaches, and whether that's Manny Shelshite in New Jersey, person really well, yep, who's had an influence on a lot of different people. So from Manny Shelshite to going to George Tarantini in college, mm-hmm, to then having some great coaches at the professional levels, I think I've been fortunate enough to have those coaches that didn't get in the way. Of course, as a player, there's always certain functions that you have to cover and certain things that you have to do to be part of the team and to make the team better. But at the end of the day, it's very difficult to coach an attacking player. An attacking player most of the time doesn't even know what he's going to do next. And I think if you take that creativity away from the player, it makes them predictable, and it makes them not be the best they can be. And I feel like as a player, I became what I became because I was free enough to do what I wanted to do and whatever happened next. And that's the sort of way that I direct my coaching as well. If you watch the U20 players, players play for the last 2-3 cycles, if there's one thing I always allow them to do is have that freedom to be creative, and that always works with the best players.
Yeah, we saw that and felt that. I called a number of your games with your great friend Tony Miola and teammate, and we talked a lot about your freedom and your ability to allow players to be themselves within the structure of sort of the purpose of play that you were presenting. What else do you see from the Dynamo lineup or the roster currently? I mean, I know you're still going to have to pore over this. We're not going to get too deep into this, but any generalities that you see just looking at the roster and having watched MLS and knowing it as well as you do?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, I think it's a team that it's a skillful team. I think there's a number of players that are very comfortable on the ball and who want the ball. And I think that's a great start. A team that has speed up front with skillful players in the middle, I think there's a lot of work that can be done with players who have that as a starting point. I think where we are today, where actually, to be fair, tomorrow is my first day as Houston Dynamo coach. I wouldn't really like to go into detail in terms of discussing particular players.
No,
but
that's fine.
I can only say that I'm very happy with the starting point here. And I think there's a lot of players that I'm very excited about.
Tab Ramos, first ever Major League Soccer signing, played in three World Cups, National Soccer Hall of Fame. It's a remarkable resume. And part of my job in Houston is going to be to, for those who don't know Tab in depth, is to help you understand the qualifications of this new manager for the Dynamo. Boy, through your lens in the Metro Stars to now in MLS, I would just love to get your opinion on, you know, the differences in what occurred in 96 to where we are now.
Wow, so much has happened. When I signed my first contract with the league, they couldn't even tell me what team I was going to be on because there were no names. So I kind of said, well, you know, I'd like, if possible, to play in the New York team because that's where I grew up. And, you know, if not, as a backup plan, if you're asking me to pick two, then I guess D.C. because that's not too far from home. You know, there weren't too many other teams. And now, you know, I went through that transformation a little bit of at the beginning of, you know, certain clubs trying to survive first. Then we had the Columbus Crew and the Hunt family investing in a stadium and actually building the first soccer-specific stadium, and that was exciting. And now it's sort of, you know, taking the next level where, you know, teams are a lot more stable, where teams are coming in with stadiums, where fans are really excited about what's happening from team to team, or we've developed some amazing rivalries throughout the league. And I think that there's no question that the sport went from being one which we sort of had to help to take the first baby steps to now being one that's here to stay.
Tab Ramos played in Spain with Real Betis. He's played in Mexico with Tigres, which obviously Tigres in Houston, and of course Rayados as well, has a real relationship based on geography. Is that something that appeals to you too, when you just think of how close that soccer city of Monterrey, Mexico is to Houston and the potential ideas of doing things with those clubs as well as playing them in games and matches?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that's at the forefront right now, but it's something that I've thought about. Obviously, you know, Tigres and Monterrey have both had, some amazing runs over the last, let's just call it 10 years. They've become, both of them, two of the biggest clubs in Mexico. And I strongly felt that Tigres over the last, last three or four years, likely had the strongest squad in all of Latin America. And I think, you know, Rayados was right behind them. So, the two powerful clubs, and hopefully clubs that we can have a relationship with.
Tab, Sergiño Dest picked the United States, and this is a player you've worked very, very closely with. Was this an exciting announcement for you to hear today?
Yeah, I think it is, because Sergiño has a lot of potential. I know that today was a big day for him. One of the things he asked me about, and I talked to him about a few weeks ago, was like, when he wanted a little advice about the situation, is I just mentioned to him that, you know, he has to pick with his heart. You know, playing for a country is not like playing sometimes for a club where you can bounce from place to place. You know, this is a lifetime decision, and hopefully he made the right one for him. That's, at the end of the day, that's what's most important.
And then one last thing, one or two before we let you go, Tab. And again, we thank you very much. I know it's been a very busy day for you. You jumped on a plane today. You're down here doing a bunch of different things. And it's nice of you to make the time for us here on the program tonight. And fans are very excited about you being here. I can assure you that. I'm feeling that from all my areas. As far as staff, will you bring in some of your own staff?
Well, there's a couple of assistant coaches that I'll have with me that we'll name in the near future as things are getting worked out with them. But I'm very confident that we're going to have great staff. And there's also some staff that's staying here that was already here that I'm personally excited about to have on board with me. So it's going to be a nice mixture and a lot of experience on the staff.
And the last thing before we let you go, how about just talking about, you know, being here in Houston, daily basis, working with an MLS team. I mean, this is an incredible number one opportunity for the Houston Dynamo and fans here to have a coach of your caliber here. But on the other hand, it's a big opportunity for you as well. What excites you most about sort of the daily building of a team, running of a team, and influencing a team, and ultimately really an entire market with your soccer ideas?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really important to mention because we've talked about, okay, it's, you know, it's great that, you know, that I can be here and I played and I coach, and but for me, it's an honor to be here. I really take this opportunity with Houston as an amazing opportunity for me personally that I'm extremely excited about. And, you know, one of the things that I think about, you know, that you just mentioned now when you ask about, you know, what are some of those things that really, you know, get you excited about taking on this next challenge? And I would have to say that is, you know, having an opportunity to slowly build a team, having an opportunity to work every single day. You know, when you're a national team coach, you have the players for, you know, 10, 12 days at a time, and then they go away, and then, you know, they're playing in a different way, and then you have them back, and you sort of have to speed things up to try to get them all on the same page to try to play games. And I think to be able to build something a little bit at a time here, I'm extremely excited about, and I can't wait to get started.
Tab, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm very excited for you. I think the Houston market is excited for you, and I'm also very grateful you came on the program here tonight, and we look forward to more visits from you.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on.